This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you do got it. People, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged locally. You know, there's a lot of people out there really don't know how to get how to involve or get engaged in any of this. If you're one of those people that knows how, that understands how to go to your local, you know, Republican headquarters or conservative headquarters, whatever it is that you like and enjoy, go there, get involved, get engaged, volunteer. And don't think you have to volunteer. You know, there's usually all kinds of stuff going on you can volunteer with. You don't like a particular candidate, office, or issue, don't volunteer for it. It's that simple. It isn't a big deal. Just the fact that you're there, you know, taking phone calls or helping do mailers or whatever at your little headquarters, it's a great thing to do. Shows people that we have people involved and that you care. Again, 855-REAL-CHAR, 855-732-5563. Let's talk about some of the options that you and I have to get the information on. Now, let's see if we can do a chain, right? You got Newsmax, OAN, and what is it, One TV, which is an up-and-coming network. It's got Dana Lash on it and a few other decent names. If usins don't push, the people out there that are fighting for us, then who is? See, if you're good with me, like I was saying earlier, you know, when I went to this event, everybody was excited. I don't know why. I put my pants on like everybody else. They were excited to meet me. They want to thank me for fighting for them all these years and what have you. And, yeah, I'm willing to do that. Obviously, I would be here if I wasn't. I'm not getting Rush Limbaugh's salary, so. But I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. But it would be nice to have some fringe help, if you would. So you guys calling radio stations asking them to put us on is great. You know, now you've got OAN, Newsmax, and this other station, the other network. I'll get to the name of it in a second. Takes me a minute to catch up. But seriously, call them. Let them know that you want us, that you want, well, hopefully you want me. And we'll see what happens. You just never know. A lot of these people are looking for shows that they can plug in that are national but have maybe a local spin. Oh, it's called The First TV. TheFirstTV.com. Bill O'Reilly's gone there. And then you got OAN, which is still pretty much a fledgling network. They got some good shows on there. And they're looking to grow that network because, you know, you're only going to be able to go a few places when it comes to real conservative information or at least neutral information where the information is being put out there for us to decide what we want to believe, what we want to think, and the direction we want to go in. right? So those are the three networks I see that are up and coming. The FirstTV.com, OAN, and Newsmax. And I've been on OAN and Newsmax. They got a great setup. So we have to start supporting those who will support us. But I have a little heartburn. I don't want to run away from Tucker. I'd like to see Tucker to run to either one of these two. But again, you don't. The other thing that people don't realize is the research staff that these people have. I'm sure Laura, Tucker, and Hannity, they probably have a research staff from 30 to 50 people. Not each. There's certain stories people are following. They're looking for statistics, that kind of stuff. They've already got them together for the other two hosts. Right? So on the main Fox network, you got Gutfeld. I like his sarcasm. I just don't like his humor. But I like the sarcasm. You watch him and you'll figure out, you'll know exactly what I mean. So you can chime in on any one of these issues tonight, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, with BLM in the news, it really, really frosts me. Where are they where the real problem is happening? Well, before I get into that, I got to make a joke out of this. Anybody remember why we had to stop counting in Georgia? Do you remember the catastrophe that took place? Right? It was because of a pipe burst. A water pipe burst. So they had to get that fixed. Shut the water off. Now, I'm wondering a couple of things. Did they call all those people whose ballots were ruined? I would probably say not, but I won't. I mean, think about this. The dog ate my homework. That's what this sounds like. But this was a plan in several different states. All of a sudden, they shut down. And when they started back up, they had found ballots that weren't there before, right? I mean, I don't understand why they're so nervous about audits in states that Trump won. Right? I mean, why don't we do audits all the way around to show that we don't care? We have nothing to hide. So we can audit the states that Trump won, but we need to audit the states that Biden won as well. Don't you think? I think it would be a great idea. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
Yes, she is. Yes, he is. Yes, they are. Hey, can you imagine anybody else other than Donald Trump fighting this? Any other president? He would have given up, you know, 2 days later. Oh, my God, this is impossible. I can't fight all these people back. No, really, honestly, can you imagine? I want an animal in the ring. You know, when I got somebody in there fighting for you, backing me up, if I had an attorney I needed for whatever issue, I want them. I don't need them to be polite. I need them to be an animal. I want them to protect me, my kids, my house, whatever. 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. Any of you getting those warnings from Facebook when you put up a story? Facts about the election. Let's try to avoid confusion. Election officials follow strict rules when it comes to ballot counting, handling, and reporting. Especially on how to look the other way when they come in the back door with 130,000. Item two, This is what they sent. When you put up a post they're not really happy about. Differences between final results and initial vote counts are due to it taking several days after polls close to ensure all votes are counted. Item 3. Vote recounts and legal challenges are a regular feature of elections, and they need to take place under an established guideline and process. This comes to us from the Bipartisan Policy Center, right? Like, there's not really one of those, is there? Seriously. And then you heard the other day, which is showing to be true, that there were, I don't know, it was like a little over 100,000 ballots that showed up in Georgia. 95,801 of them were a single bullet vote for Joe Biden, while only 818 of them were for Donald Trump. Just amazing, right? And the ballots that where the voter voted for the president, at least one other person, Trump got 2.4 million, Biden got 2.3 million. So it doesn't follow. It doesn't carry through. The numbers don't make any sense. And the one thing I know about math, the numbers always follow. They always make sense. It ain't that hard to figure out. But as I've been telling some of my compadres, stop trying to be nice. Stop trying to reason with these people thinking you're going to win them over, because you're not going to win them. They could care less about you and or your truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, you know, on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, I was talking a little bit about between school and you heard Dr. Bridget get on it. Look, my district as a whole, the district I'm in California, we're one of the better ones in the state. But generally, as education goes, we got a problem. We've got a bunch of people in the classroom who think that everything that they say is gospel truth, and what they believe is real, and if you try to question them, how dare you question a teacher, an educator? Now, again, they're not all like that. And I've got teachers, or I should say some teachers, but mostly parents, sending me things that are making them crazy, like here in California. The education rules are totally different. One person says, we circle the names of the African Americans killed by police. Right, this is how crazy this gets now. They're trying to bring to the attention of the kids that police kill black people. They don't. It's a myth. Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Rodney King, Abner Luma, Rashard Brooks, Breonna Taylor. I mean, look at the names they're putting up here. Right? Because none of these people put up a fight. Freddie Gray and a couple more. And they're okay with it. The teachers actually feel like, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. What? Push a lie? No, what are you supposed to do? Push a lie? Here's another one. What other opposition has there been to BLM? In the movement's early years, some law enforcement groups claimed that BLM was responsible for rioting and anti-police violence. The result was a counter-movement known as Blue Lives Matter, demanded that those convicted of killing police officers be sentenced under hate crime laws. Some other critics of BLM began using the hashtag All Lives Matter. This led BLM supporters to respond that they were not seeking special treatment for black Americans, just equal, which turned out to be a lie. They do want special treatment. They want programs, money, reparations. I mean, they go down a whole list of what they want. And no white people can be involved, have part of or partake of. It doesn't sound like equality under the law. Some white nationalist groups, see how they lay this thing out? Some white nationalist groups have used the hashtag All Lives Matter. Wait a minute, what's this? I can't read it. Oh. Yeah, White Lives Matter. Sorry. Hey, sometimes I can't read what I type. Right? Trump has also attacked BLM while running for president. He harshly criticized it. And he claimed that it divided Americans. He didn't have to claim it. It does. We read their manifesto. We read what they put online. Did we not? We showed you where the money went. This is how disingenuous and dishonest mainstream media is. And there's no way they could fight and pull it back. Because they've already put it out there. They've already said it. They'll just keep denying it. Even when you catch them. That's how sad and sick these people are. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is their fault. That's why I call them the party of non-responsibility. You know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Call if you have any questions. You can also send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It ain't that hard, people. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm going to go heat up my coffee. Have a great day. No, don't go anywhere. Come on back in a little bit. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is expected to cut U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan and Iraq by next January. According to multiple reports, the president is expected to issue an executive order this week, bringing the number of troops down to 2,500 in both Afghanistan and Iraq. There are currently about 5,000 troops in Afghanistan and another 3,000 in Iraq. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cautioned against the move Monday. On the Senate floor, he said a rapid removal of troops could embolden the country's enemies.
A rapid withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan now would hurt our allies and delight the people who wish us harm.
Iowa has become the latest state to see increased restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Monday a statewide indoor mask mandate, as well as orders capping indoor gatherings at 15 people and closing bars, restaurants, and other indoor leisure facilities at 10 p.m. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Sounds of an Italian dish. Joe Messina, your host. Always appreciate the time spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, if you would. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. And I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they say I don't give out the number enough, but there it is. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. All right, back at it. I get a lot of emails from you guys. And don't lose faith. For my praying people, I'm going to get a tad religious, but I want to get in your face about something. If you want to tinge Joe Messina in a prayer, say, God, if it be your will. And I'll tell you why I say that. You know what God's will is in a lot of cases. I won't even say 100%. I'm going to say a lot of cases. All right? Do you believe that abortion is God's will? So if you're praying against abortion, you can't say, God, if it be your will, because he wants you to live. I can give you 5 or 6 scriptures. When it comes to ruling over ourselves, you can't say, God, if it be your will. I can give you a bunch of scriptures there, too, where he tells us to go out and choose people to rule over us, people who love God. So, for you to pray, God, if it be your will that Donald Trump win, you're suggesting that his will is to have a guy put in office that believes in abortion on demand anytime, anywhere, anyhow, for any reason, and in any country at our expense. Okay? A man that believes that you shouldn't be allowed to go to church for the pandemic, but you can go have dinner with a bunch of friends. I don't know, whatever. I mean, I can run down this whole thing with you. So again, I'll say, for my praying friends, if you can't pray for anything else, ask that God illuminate these fake ballots, that he illuminates how they pull this off, that he illuminates how what doors need to be opened so people can see exactly what's going on and how to fix it. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. If you got no money to spend, if you can't canvass and do what they're trying to do to shore up what they call cure the vote, where they're actually out looking to see if, knocking on doors to see if you actually did vote in the election. That simple. I mean, there are people, for all intents and purposes, and I don't mean to say it this way, but they're working the streets. They are working the streets to make sure that your vote, my vote, Trump's vote counts. I mean, and I want you to notice something here. This is, they don't even hide it anymore. You can find this up on my website. They don't even hide it anymore. It's a coup. It is a flat-out coup. Now, the kook that may occupy the White House, yeah, you heard me, kook, he slipped in his speech. You remember this? We have put together, well, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Oh, Joe, you meant to say anti. No, he didn't. He said exactly what he meant. No question about it. They've been doing this for decades. This is nothing new. Did you guys see that piece from Rob Blagojevich? I played it last week. Where he said, this is nothing new. We've been doing this for decades. See, you can't keep burning people. You can't keep pushing people down by your thumb and expect that they're not going to rise up. What we're witnessing from the front row seat is nothing less than a carefully orchestrated coup. Right? This is the third coup attempt on this president. There's no question about it. They started off with the Russian conspiracy, which we have proved was wrong. The dossier was fiction. Or flat out fake. They knew it. They didn't care. Right? That simple. And the failed impeachment. I don't think that Biden lied when he said what he said about that. He told the whole world a few years back that SEAL Team 6 conducted the raid on Bin Laden, putting the SEALs and their families in grave danger. He didn't care. Neither did Obama. What kind of confidence? Look, here you have an administration, a guy, a weenie guy by the name of Obama, and the people around him wouldn't make a decision without consulting attorneys. Attorneys! For military stuff. Wouldn't refund the military, did not give them the money they needed, kept drawing them down or thinning them out, if you would. He didn't care about them. Not at all. He doesn't like the military. They cause a problem, at least in the realm that he runs in. And then you have President Trump that steps... And what would Obama do? He was dropping leaflets on our enemies, telling them when we were going to bomb them. Seriously. Did not have two active brain cells to rub together. Didn't care about our military men and women. And then you got Donald Trump steps in there. Gets them the money that they need to strengthen themselves, to get the parts that they need for planes. Under Obama, they didn't have parts to rebuild planes. They didn't have parts to fix planes. How do you feel as a pilot going in the air, hoping to God with the duct tape and whatever you got to keep the thing together? And I've spoken to some of those pilots. It was true. And then Trump comes in and allocates all kinds of... People got mad about the budget. Too bad. Deal with it. You're always cleaning up for the mistakes of the past administration when they don't care. I've got a piece on my website from years gone by. You can grab it again. When I wrote about why is it when a Democrat gets in power, the first thing he does is start cutting the military. We up aid to illegals. We up aid to kill babies. We up aid to do all these other things to other countries. But we can't take care of our military. Why? Going to come back to bite them eventually. Right? I don't believe that Biden is aware of what he said. I don't think he's aware of what he says most of the time, frankly. I don't care if it's gaffe or dementia or whatever. He hasn't got a clue. The Washington corporate establishment, or the swamp, if you'd like, it wasn't going to accept any outsider. This was a guy they couldn't control. He had too much money. Didn't need a job afterward. And when he became president, this was a dark... You want to talk about a dark winter? This was a very dark winter for them. But they thought they were going to be able to pull one over on him. They thought they were going to be able to pound on him and get him to back down like they've been able to do to others. But he wouldn't. And I don't even care if he was stubborn. I don't care if it was pride. I just like the fact that he didn't back down and he kept pushing for what he believed was the best thing to be done for the American people. Right? That simple. I mean, this was a shakeup of their power base, shakeup of their money stream. Remember, the establishment takes care of themselves. They don't care about us. When China secretly is pretty much making 99.5% of our pharmaceuticals here and then threaten us at one point in time that they would stop doing it if we didn't stop blaming them for the virus, that should send a shiver up and down every American spine, no matter what party they belong to. These guys were looking for a way to... Matter of fact, I'm not going to say this. This is the truth of the matter is, when they saw him come down that escalator to announce that he was running for president, they didn't believe it. Remember, they all thought it was a joke. None of them thought he could pull it off. Right? And they had a whole bunch of tricks in their sleeves to be able to make it happen. Remember when Chuckie Schumer said, you know, you don't attack... You know, the Department of Justice for these guys. They have too many ways to deal with you. You know, we've seen many election returns over the years. Never seen returns like these, though. I mean, seriously, when you're up so much in the middle of the night and somebody stops the counting and then it flips by 100,000 votes, that's a problem. Don't you think? I mean, think about what they had to know was going on. When you had I'm going to pick on Fox News. When you had Fox News reporting Joey B is the winner with 12 to 22% of the votes in, yet they couldn't bear to say that Trump was the winner when he had 75% of the vote in because they knew what was going to take place after midnight. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
I enjoy Turkey Day. Although we don't do turkey, we do lasagna. Some of the guests, my regulars will be on. They'll be talking about, talking about some of the issues of the day, but also some of the, traditions. I've dealt with a few people that don't really have any traditions. It's just kind of like whatever happens, happens. And whether you practice those traditions today or not, I mean, you heard Dr. B talking about this in the second hour. We've kind of lost that. You know, some of you, God bless you for the way you believe, whatever, but you didn't force your kids to come be with the family to see the importance of it. I mean, it's really funny. My friends that, you know, whose parents were been Americans, they don't come from another country. Their family doesn't come from another country. They would say things like, you know, it seems that the ethnicities seem to cherish family more. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't polled everybody in America. But when you talk about the Greeks and the Italians and the Spaniards and the French, well, I don't know many French people, but I actually do. I knew a couple. I know a couple. There is a DNA, inborn sense that you have to have family close by you. You have to be with family. And we got a rule in this house, family rules. And what I mean by that is if you get a family member in need. Now, that doesn't mean somebody who's a drug addict or a gambler that you always give them the money or what they need. It just means that you do everything you can to help out family. They are number one. And we've seen it happen plenty of times in our lives, Tammy and I. Is that an ethnic thing? I mean, seriously. I remember, I'm not going to go into all that, but look, here's the bottom line of it, though. It's just interesting when you talk about different cultures. Newsom? Maybe he's got no family. I don't know. No real family. I mean, in name only. The importance of getting together, being together, having the strength of that family's a love and power around you. You know, it's one thing when a stranger gets on your case for something you're doing, when a stranger is trying to correct you. But when family's there, when family's correcting you, it's a whole different animal. Especially if it's people you love and you trust. You know, in my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, which is a direct poke at the other side, by the way, I do a little tribute, one-pager, to my Uncle Bill. They used to call him Big Billy. And he was a Boston cop for, God, forever. He was one of the fellows that started, one of the founders, one of the seven founders that started the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. At one point, they used to ride one to a car, they walk one to a beat. And under him and a bunch of other guys, they were able to change that. But he was a no-nonsense kind of guy. There was no gray area with him. You were either on or off. You were either right or wrong. He was either giving you a hug or thumping you in the head for something stupid you did. But not just the hugs. I mean, the guy used to come home from work. Now, this is family. Are you hearing me? This is about family. For a while in my mom's life, she was a single mom. So she was, you know, working as a hairdresser, working her buns off. I spent every weekend for years with my cousins. Yeah, they're a big family there. In Dorchester, Massachusetts. Look that up in the 70s. Anyway, long and short of it is, the man would work all night long. He would come home in the cold of winter, and he would ice down the little backyard we had so that we could play ice hockey when we got up. Early enough, so like 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, he would ice this down for us. He was a veteran of World War II. Never really talked much about what he saw, what he went through. But they did. You could hear them talking at the tables at time, at the dinner table. You know, I was at the kids' table, so were a lot of us, and then the adult table. But you listen. And they talked about some of the things that they went through and what other family members went through and the fight to get here to this country. And then when they got here, you know, 15 to a room, we make fun of. See, here's the thing, and I think most Americans would agree, most of my listeners would agree with me. I make fun of when the Mexicans come here and they get into an apartment with, you know, 20 of them in an apartment. But I also make fun of Italians when they do the same thing. It's tough. It's tight. They're willing to give up for it. I get that. The only difference where I draw the solid line is one did it legally and one does it illegally, which puts you 3 steps behind to begin with. So my question would be, if it's okay for illegals to break the law to make that happen, why can't I break the law to make what I want happen? But back to family. So what Dr. B was alluding to is we don't have the love and the correction of family, if you would. Seriously. And if we had more of that, then we would draw the kids in. Same thing with religion, whatever religion you are. And obviously, I don't agree with them all. I'm a Christian, but I believe in letting you live and letting you worship and do your thing. But that's my belief system. My job is not to be like gender neutral. My job is not to be God neutral with my kids until they figure out what they want to do. Look what it's done. Our kids don't know what they are anymore. Boy, girl, or whatever. And don't send me an email because I don't care to hear it. We've done stories. You've got trans, you know, not just transgender. You have trans species. Look it up. People spending thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars because they think they're a different species. And then you're finding doctors that are money hungry that'll take the money and lop off their ears, lop off their nose, do plastic surgery for them. It's crazy. We used to get these people help. Now we acquiesce to anything they want, and you can't say anything to them. Then there was another one. This is when I was 10 years close by. The trans stuff, where people are actually cutting off limbs because they don't believe that they were supposed to be born with them, and they're finding doctors to do it. This is what we've had people grow up in, get raised in. I can go back and find a few, but there's a story 4 or 5 months ago of a young young girl whose friends kept telling her she looked more like a boy, she acted more like a boy. Maybe she was trapped in a boy's body or a girl's body, a boy trapped in a girl's body. And she started believing it. And then she started stepping out on it. And she was an attractive young lady. And what does she do? Against her parents' will or behind their back, she goes out. She goes and she gets the hormone pill. She spent 20 minutes with the doctor, she said, ultimately. She got the hormone pill. She got other things. She got things to do. And within a relatively short amount of time, she started putting on weight. She had a different attitude, different voice. And she was not, she said, she felt like she was doing the right thing because all her friends. She wanted to please all her friends. We have to teach our kids, stop worrying about your friends and enemies. You know what's right. Anyway, after a long time of this, she's sitting there talking to her grandfather one day. And he just starts crying. And he looks at her and he says, I'm listening to you talk. You still sound so confused. You sound like this isn't really what you want. What have you done to yourself? You're a pretty young lady with a whole life in front of you, and you just seem to be confused about everything. This was before she had the physical operation. He said, please don't do this to yourself. Wait a while. She was still young. She was in her teens, 18, 19. And when you read the rest of the story, because of her grandfather, the only one in the family that would look her in the face and say, this isn't right. You're too young to make this decision. Give it time. When you're 25, whatever, and this isn't what you want, then do what you got to do. I love how scientists keep telling us, psychologists keep telling us that the brain isn't settled, it isn't totally functioning properly to you in your early 20s, yet we allow 13 and 12 year olds to decide whether they can have abortions, to decide they're not the right sex, or even decide to have sex. This is what's so confusing about the left. They have absolutely no boundaries. They have absolutely no absolutes. They scare me. They scare a lot of people. And until recently, kind of brushed it off, it's just another ideology, but it's not. It's a religion for them, and they're right no matter what. To my friends that are moderate Democrats who push back against this, I know a lot of people voted totally Republican, have the same values I have, and they won't switch parties. Well, as long as they're acting the right way, I don't care what party they belong to. But when you start infringing on my right as a parent to make sure my kids grow up the way I want them to grow up with, we're going to have a problem. And I think you're poking the sleeping giant in this country. I think the left went too far, they've gone too far, and the people in the party know that they went too far. I'm concerned over the next few months as they try to play out and taking our holidays away from us. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid or violent. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.